We're here on KSOM. It may be a weird time to talk about football, but the Cam Cougars have a new head football coach. He was approved last night on Monday night by the Cam School Board. Assistant coach Nick Coppin has been elevated to the new head coaching position with Cam. He is the new head football coach for the Cam Cougars. Nick Coppin with us here on KSOM. And coach, really appreciate your time. Congratulations. And how's it feel to get this head coaching position?
Thanks, Chris. Just feels great. Looking forward to another year working with other coaches and players and Cam community.
Very good. So take me through your background and where you're from originally, what got you involved in football and coaching.
Oh, I went to school in Audubon. Graduated from the University of Iowa. Got involved in football about 13 or 14 years ago at the youth level. My oldest son was on the state championship team. Was involved with that group of boys all the way through. And then I've got another boy that's a freshman. And coached him through youth as well, but been coaching at the high school level for the last 5 years.
And have you, what types of coaches, assistants, have you done defense, offense with Coach Bauer here the last few years?
I was the defensive coordinator for the last 5 years.
Okay, very good. And what has been the most satisfying thing about coaching here with Cam, coaching with Coach Bauer over these last 5 years? What types of things have you learned to help you into this head coaching position?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is just the relationships that you build with the players and the other coaches and everything. It's very, very satisfying. Something I guess I didn't want to end yet, so need a few more years in it to kind of complete the journey, I guess. Just really enjoyed working with Coach Eden and Simmons and Coach Taylor Hunt. Bauer's been a huge help along the way. He's big shoes to fill. He's obviously a Hall of Fame level coach. I'll still be relying on him in the next few years to help get us through the tough times and stuff. So,
is there anything specifically where you felt like you learned from that Coach Bauer taught you, or you learned just from watching him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of grains of sand to build a mountain, and that's pretty much how it's been developed. It's not really a big aha moment, I guess.
Okay. You would be a head coach. You also probably run the defense, I would assume.
Yes.
And then, are you going to keep pretty much the same assistants, to run the offense next year? How do the assistants, has that been worked out just yet?
Yeah, the idea would be to everybody keeps their current roles. So Coach Jay Eden would be the offensive coordinator. Luke Simmons would continue with special teams. I'd do the defense, and Coach Taylor Hunt would do the offense and defensive line.
Pretty a seamless transition there. What about the history that this team has gone through? Historically ranked in the top 10, successful each year. What's that like to try and continue that?
Well, it's going to be different. We're only going to have three seniors this year. So that part of it, we may not be able to continue with everything we've done in the past. But I still have high hopes for them, and we'll have a good group of juniors and some younger guys are going to have to fill big roles, but we'll be okay. I think the the environment and everything that's been built by Coach Bauer is sets a good foundation for future success.
What do you like best about coaching?
Well, the relationships obviously is what I've already mentioned, but the strategy of trying to, figure out what the other teams are going to try to do to you and what we can do to exploit their weaknesses. That's always been a big part of it for me.
And what made you want to pursue the head coaching? You haven't been a head coach ever at
no.
the varsity level.
No, I have not.
Yeah. What made you want to pursue that?
Well, I mean, I guess the big thing would be just being able to continue with what we've been doing for the last 5 years. The only way that was going to happen was if one of us stepped up. And I guess it had to be me. So that's how I got here.
I almost feel like you got drafted into the position.
It could be, yeah.
But I mean, it's just got to be also, there's got to be some level of excitement for you because of the success of this program and what they've done, the talent that is there. What Coach Bauer has laid the foundation here, and even guys before him, to be able to try and continue that is daunting, yes, but at the same time, you see it as an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get too caught up in all the, glitz and glamour, the wins and losses and all that. You just got to keep moving forward, and you don't really treat this year any different than you would have treated it 4 or 5 years ago. You got to stay on the same track, and otherwise you get kind of lost and things don't work out. So I think you just got to keep moving forward with the same plans and hope for the best.
What do you make of the new district assignments that just came out when they put Cam and Audubon in the same district? That hasn't happened in quite a while.
Well, I think we've played them every year since I've been coaching. So, I mean, it's not a big change. From my perspective, it's just that the game means a little bit more now than when we play them. So it's always been a big game for me just because I'm from Audubon. So,
yeah, I think you would have played no matter what. Now you're automatically assured of playing them. So
yeah, yep. And the other teams in the district are mostly teams that are in our conference, so we're used to them anyway.
Right, absolutely. So, what steps do you go from here? You've gotten the position. What are the things you got to do here in March and April, I guess camps and everything coming in the summer, but what are going to be your steps here in the next month or so?
Well, the main thing is just to keep the boys on track in the weight room with Coach Hunt, Coach Bauer, some of the other guys that help out. There isn't really a whole lot to do. We can't, there's limited on what we can do. So, just maintaining contact, I guess.
Very good. Well, Nick, again, congratulations on getting the position, and certainly we wish you nothing but success, and we will certainly be in touch here this summer in advance of the season opener. And again, congratulations on becoming the new head football coach at CAM.
You bet. Thank you.
Nick Kaufman, the new head coach for the CAM Cougars football team, joining us here on KSOM.